From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. North Korea's latest rocket launch on Sunday is raising concerns in the United States and with its allies that Pyongyang is moving forward with its ballistic missile program. The North's apparent noncompliance with international obligations raising some questions about the purpose of the mission, which Pyongyang says was to put a satellite in orbit. UN Security Council on Sunday vowed to, in its words, adopt expeditiously a new Security Council resolution. UN sanctions banned Pyongyang from conducting nuclear tests or any launches using ballistic missile technology. In Taiwan, two survivors have been recovered from the rubble of a 17-story apartment building in the city of Tainan following the building's collapse during a powerful earthquake early Saturday. Li Xianchong is the deputy secretary general of Tainan City Government. He spoke with VOA News.
We are entering into the most difficult period of a rescuing operation because, as we find out, that there could be around 100 people still missing in the crash site. So we have successfully rescued over 300 people out of that collapsed building.
At least 36 people died in Tainan, a city of 2 million, many of whom were inside that apartment building. Somali security officials say the explosion last week aboard a jetliner that had to make an emergency landing in Mogadishu was caused by a bomb. Security footage at the airport shows two men, one apparently an airport employee, handing what appears to be a laptop computer to the suspected suicide bomber. This is VOA News. Algeria has adopted a new package of constitution reforms that include limiting presidents to two terms, recognizing the language used by the Berbers as an official language of the North African country. Changes reverse a 2008 reform that allowed 78-year-old President Abdelaziz Bouteflika to run for two additional terms. The amendments also require the president to nominate a prime minister from the largest party in parliament. Germany's anti-Islamic organization Pegida held rallies in several European cities over the weekend protesting against mass immigration and what it calls the Islamization of Europe. UN Security Council Special Representative for International Migration Peter Sutherland says he's alarmed at the growing hostility and xenophobic sentiments in Europe, and he's particularly concerned about fences reappearing in some border areas to bar immigrants.
The recreation of borders challenges the whole integration of the European Union. More particularly, it challenges the moral responsibility of states to help refugees, to provide asylum.
More than 1 million people, most of them fleeing war-torn Syria, sought asylum in EU countries in 2015. A new poll is suggesting that Democrat Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and Republican real estate mogul Donald Trump are maintaining large leads in the U.S. state of New Hampshire, which holds a crucial presidential primary vote on Tuesday. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone is in New Hampshire, where he reports Sanders is trying to rebrand his opponent, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, as anything other than a progressive.
This has really become the focal point of the debate. And, you know, one of the reasons for that is that in both parties, the sort of fringes on either side get really involved in the primary and caucus votes. So in the Democratic Party, it's the sort of liberal left, the progressives, who are flocking to Bernie Sanders, especially young people. And some of my VOA colleagues have noted that again up here in New Hampshire, as we saw in Iowa. So Sanders seems to have a hold on them. Hillary Clinton is trying to regain some ground here. She trails in New Hampshire by a fair bit. They're hoping they can narrow the gap between now and Tuesday, primary day.
VOA's Jim Malone in New Hampshire. Here's sports news. Well, it was the Super Bowl on Sunday here in the United States, the winner of the NFL. Turns out that the Denver Broncos took it 24-10 over the Carolina Panthers. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.